It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
Ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. Obviously today I'm talking a lot about weight loss issues. We're getting into summer. People want to start, you know, looking good, and that's all good. So I do have three weight loss questions that I thought I would answer first. So let's make sure we get through all three of these. The first question comes from Melanie. And she asks, when I try any diet, I get intense cravings and ultimately fail. And then she says, help, with an exclamation point. Melanie, well, I think I can help. You know, first of all, let's talk about why you might be getting the cravings. I mean, what, you know, and by the way, appetite and cravings are two different things. Melanie, cravings, that intense desire for a certain type of food, you know, usually it's sugary for most people. I mean, there's salt cravings, but usually it's sugar. It's usually that craving, by the way, that sweet craving, is usually linked more to stress than anything else. And it could be mental stress or it could be actual physical stress. So and when you're dieting, you get both of those. Right? I mean, think about it. You're dieting. You're trying to lose weight. You're a little stressed out about that anyways. So there's already some emotional stress involved with dieting. But then dieting, physically speaking, when you cut calories, that stresses the body. You know, the body for years or months or whatever was used to a certain amount of calories every day. And I mean, you might have been getting heavier and heavier, you know, body fat going up, but your body ultimately was just fine. Yeah, let's just keep eating. Everything's good. But then all of a sudden you cut calories and now it's like, oh, what's going on? That's that whole diet shock thing I've talked about before, where if you cut calories too much, you shock the body into reversing your weight loss efforts. You're shocking the body into putting weight back on. So it's a stressor. So you have this emotional stress thing going on with dieting, then you got the physiological stress of simply eating less, right? And that's probably where the cravings are coming from. Whether it's an emotional stress, Melanie, or a physical stress, the cortisol is all behind it, right? So cortisol, the stress hormone, is being released, and cortisol is ultimately, its job is to prepare you to deal with that stress. And how do you do that? Well, you need energy. So the cortisol wants to mobilize sugars. It wants to get sugar into your bloodstream. And once you've broken down your sugar stores called glycogen and you've dumped that sugar in, and once that's gone, which goes pretty quick, I mean, you don't have a lot of sugar stores, it'll start, you know, going into the fat stores a little bit. But ultimately, what cortisol does is it causes you to crave sugar, because now your muscle cells and your brain and your nerves, they're starting to function more. Cortisol is raising metabolism. You're trying to deal with this emotional stress of dieting, the physical stress of decreasing calories. So cortisol is revving up your muscles in your brain, and there's not enough sugar. So what do? You crave sugar. I'm making an assumption, Melanie, because if you're an average person, you're probably craving sugars. It's stress-related. Cravings are usually stress-related. One of the best ways to handle that is to boost serotonin in your brain. Serotonin is the counter hormone, counter neurotransmitter to the hormone cortisol. So if you want cortisol to behave and calm down, you need more serotonin in your brain. I might suggest for you, Melanie, saffron extract. Saffron is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. What that means is it just keeps serotonin in your brain a little longer. So serotonin can act a little longer and you feel better, and it manages the stress better, brings down the sugar cravings. You could also just produce more serotonin through tryptophan. That's an over-the-counter amino acid. Very easy to take. Take it on an empty stomach. That's the best way. But tryptophan is the precursor to serotonin. So you can try that. Another one is called 5-HTP. That's another over-the-counter supplement you could try to use to boost serotonin. But I think that would be the best thing for you. And it's just understanding that you're dieting. It's emotional stress. It's physiological stress. It's cortisol related to cravings. Counter that by boosting serotonin. Next question. If my hypothyroidism is being treated, why am I not losing weight yet? You know, that's a great question. So this person had low functioning thyroid, so they were missing their metabolic throttle, the accelerator that revs you up. So metabolism slows, everything you eat turns into fat, right? That was recognized by his or her doctor, and the low thyroid is being corrected. That's awesome. That's great. So maybe you just got to give it more time. Maybe you're not taking enough thyroid medication. Maybe you got to improve the numbers a little bit better, TSH, free T4, free T3. The other question I might have for this listener is, how are you correcting the thyroid hormone? Are you taking Synthroid, which is the most commonly prescribed thyroid medication? The problem with Synthroids for some people is it's only T4, which is the main form of the thyroid hormone that's produced by the thyroid gland. And T4 travels to the tissues where it converts into the more active form called T3. Well, some people, simply because of the low thyroid state, have more cortisol, more stress, and that gets in the way of the T4 to T3 conversion. So you might want to measure something called reverse T3. If you're taking Synthroid, which is only T4, and you're stressed out from the low thyroid state, which is common, that T4, that Synthroid T4, will not convert into T3. So you really aren't, even though your numbers might be getting better, you're not making that active form T3, and instead you're making this inactive form called reverse T3. So just go and measure it. If it's high, there's your issue. So we got to get cortisol out of the way. So maybe what you need is an anti-cortisol type regimen. Adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha, rhodiola, ginseng, in combination with the hormone DHEA might be what you need. Maybe your thyroid's fine, but you're dealing with a different hormonal imbalance. For men, low testosterone, low DHEA, low androgens. For women, it's the estrogen-progesterone ratio. Maybe you're estrogen-dominant if you're a woman. And that needs to be corrected. So maybe doing a nice, now that you're being treated for, the low thyroid, you know, consider that whole reverse T3 thing. But since you're being treated for that, maybe what you need to do is just do a nice hormone profile, you know, a nice blood test, and look at all your different hormones and correct those imbalances as well. Next question. Some people say weight is only a matter of calories in and calories out, but others say it's more complicated than that. So which is it? Well, you know, it's true, because I've said this before. Your weight on a moment-to-moment basis is based off a very easy mathematical equation, very simple math. Calories that you take in minus the calories you burn out through exercise and metabolism. Calories in minus calories out. If that number is positive, you gain weight. If it's negative, you lose weight. If it's zero, your weight stays the same. So in one sense, your day-to-day weight is maintained, or goes up or goes down, or is determined, I should say, by a very, very simple mathematical equation, in minus out. Where it gets complicated is what is causing you to eat more. What is causing you not to burn enough calories? That's where it becomes complicated, and that's where the hormone issues have to be addressed. Insulin has to be addressed. So it is a simple mathematical equation. It's just the factors that determine that equation, the result of that equation. That's where it gets complicated. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.